Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection will be on Psalm 115. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak, eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear, noses, but do not smell. They have hands, but do not feel, feet, but do not walk, and they do not make a sound in their throat. Those who make them become like them, so do all who trust in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both the small and the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth he has given to the children of man. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But he will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. When I read verses 4 through 7, I thought of play acting. As a child, I enjoyed playing with dolls. My sisters and I would dress them up, and then off we'd go, inventing all kinds of scenarios, situations, and interactions between the dolls. We could make them be nice, mean, fun, or quiet, helpful, smart, scary, or generous. We made them into the kind of person we wanted them to be, because they had no real eyes, ears, feet, or hands to do anything on their own. We tried to make them like we wanted to be. Our words might make them look, sound, and do good, but our words have no power to actually make them good. Just like a kid thinking they can make something they've created actually perform a real task or act of love, sometimes adults, too, get caught up in creating a world around us that is stuffed full of things that, in our mind, might become powerful enough to bring us lasting joy, power, or influence. If we rely on these creations and acquisitions, money, jobs, education, friends, our silver and our gold, to make us into someone better, successful, perfect, and eternally happy, we fall into the familiar sin of idolatry. We count on the blessings God has given us to save us, rather than on our Almighty God and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the only one who can actually save us. You have probably heard more than once your pastor preach on the verse 3 of Exodus 20, "You shall have no other gods before me." Well, you've probably also heard him say, "No other gods" means no other gods, not silver or gold, not house or home, kids, cars, or fitness centers. None of these blessings are bad in and of themselves, but they also offer no hope of a solid future with Christ or even lasting happiness here on earth. Focusing more on them and what they can do for you rather than on Christ is idolatry, a sin of the flesh. Hear the words of Paul in Romans chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. We do not give honor to ourselves or things man has created, but we give honor to our Lord and His name, for the sake of His steadfast love and faithfulness. God's everlasting love and undying faithfulness assures us of our forgiveness of all our sins and eternal life with Him. Not only things, but time too can become an idol in our lives. People are very busy these days. Many of us work long hours to provide food, housing, or holidays for our families. It is tempting to use then what little extra time we have in the week to do the things that seem most rewarding and self-gratifying to us. Sleeping in or taking a late morning jog on Sunday morning instead of going to church. Spending time on computer games instead of volunteering to help with a fundraiser. Reading the latest popular novel instead of reading the Bible. A little personal time is good, of course, but if we let these things become habit, it's hard to get out of it, so it is wise to try and avoid that. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 14, "Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry." Don't trust the things in your life to make you happy or a better person, for they are only of the earth and will be nothing when we leave earth by our physical death. False idols cannot hear our cries of sorrow and hopelessness during rough patches in our lives of sickness and trouble. They cannot speak words of comfort when we are scared, frightened, or words of forgiveness when we have sinned. They cannot offer any hope whatsoever for a glorious, pain and tear-free infinite future with Christ. Our God, Jesus Christ, is with us always, on earth of course, but by His grace through faith, our new and glorified life with Christ also goes way beyond our time on earth to our heavenly home, where we will live in eternity with our Lord and Maker. So it is to God, our Almighty Father, Redeemer, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to Him only, forever, that we offer our honor and praise. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for all Your blessings to us, and help us to enjoy them, but to trust only You for true and lasting hope and joy. Strengthen us to keep our eyes focused on Your saving grace, our ears and minds open to Your Word in the Holy Bible, and our praise to You forever on our lips. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.